Jacka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 22, Rustenburg 24. Die waarnemende minister van polisie, Firoz Kachalia, het die moord op twee SAPD-speerders in Roodepoort Gauteng veroordeel. Die speerders is doodgeskiet terwyl hulle verhoor afwagende gevangene Jabulani Moyo vervoer het. Die verdagte is steeds op vryvoet nadat hy die beamtes in 'n lokval gelei het. Die woordvoerder van die minister, Kamogelo Mogotsi, het die publiek versoek om te help.
The acting Minister of Police, Professor Firoz Kachalia, conveyed the ministry's sympathies to the families. We owe them and every officer who puts on the blue uniform a debt of gratitude that words alone cannot fully express. An attack on the police is an attack on the state. We will not rest until Jabulani Moyo is behind bars.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sê die nasionale dialoog sal op 15 Augustus voortgaan, ondanks verdeeldheid en die voorbereidende taakspan. 6 stigtings, insluitend die Thabo Mbeki en F.W. de Klerk stigtings, wil hê dit moet tot Oktober uitgestel word. Ramaphosa sê die bijeenkoms is noodsaaklik vir inklusiewe besprekings oor nasionale uitdagings. Die woordvoerder van die presidentie, Vincent Magwenya, sê die groep van vooraanstaande persone het sy steun herbevestig en geloofwaardigheid en inklusiwiteit aangevoer.
The national convention must happen so that South Africa's people can take ownership and control of the national dialogue. Invitations have gone out and delegates are preparing themselves to attend the convention. It is at the national convention that the people of South Africa will take over and run with the national dialogue process.
eThekwini in KwaZulu-Natal het die eerste munisipaliteit in Suid-Afrika geword wat goedkeuring ontvang het vanaf die minister van elektrisiteit, Gonsiens Ramagopa, om sy eie krag op te wek. Ramagopa het aangekondig dat Durban nou in staat is om 400 megawatt van onafhanklike produsente te verkry. Die minister sê dit is gemik om die afhanklikheid van Eskom en beerdkragrisiko's te verminder.
Is going to ensure that there's sustainability of revenue because they are going to manage their own generation, they are going to manage their own consumption. The last thing we want is for your major industrial users to locate to other parts of the country because eThekwini's tariff structure is exorbitant, they can't afford it.
En 'n beampte by die Amerikaanse sentrale bank sê die onlangse indiensneming verslag bevestig tekens van broosheid in die arbeidsmark. Die Federale Reserve vicevoorsitter, Michelle Bowman, het 'n beroep gedoen vir 'n proaktiewe benadering om die inflasiekoers te verlaag. Dit kom slegs daarna dat president Donald Trump die kommissaris vir arbeidsstatistiek afgedank het te midde van die swak verslag. Trump het sonder enige bewyse die kommissaris daarvan beskuldig dat sy met 'n politieke agenda die data verander het. Meer op jackaround.fm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour, acting police minister condemns the murder of two detectives.
Jackaround FM weekends, be like. Be like.
There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar.
Not working hard, yeah right, picture that with a Kodak, or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak, took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that, and tonight, let's enjoy life, Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's
tonight,
right.
Somebody sexy, tell them hey.